We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hello, I'm Carolyn.
I'm Catherine.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Morgan.
Howdy, I'm Luke. And here's a song that might make you hungry.
When it's time for breakfast, what do you like to eat?
When it's time for breakfast, here's what I like to eat.
Syrup, slice of bacon, and a glass of orange juice.
That sounds good to me. You gotta eat your fruits and vegetables, milk, grains, and meats to grow stronger every day.
When it's time for lunch, what do you like to eat?
Salt on your food?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes? You like the way it makes the food taste?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of foods do you like to salt?
My potatoes.
Okay.
My corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob. Mmm. I can taste it now. How about you, Luke?
Eggs and scrambled eggs.
How about you, Carolyn?
My french fries.
Morgan, you have another one?
Watermelon.
You put salt on watermelon, and that brings the flavor out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. How does it change the flavor?
Well, it makes it like... make a good, sensational feeling on your tongue.
Okay,
it's kind of
tingles as you eat it then,
yes,
huh?
It's good.
Wow, I'll have to try that.
I like to put salt on my tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yeah. That makes it taste a little different, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, today we're going to have an experiment. Now, our friends listening won't really be able to taste what we're going to taste. But this is going to be an experiment because I have potato chips here, some that are salted and some that are unsalted. I'm going to put one chip in your right hand and one chip in your left hand, and then you're going to taste each one, and you're going to tell me which one you like the best.
Should we close our eyes?
Yes, you have to close your eyes.
Oh.
I'm going to put one chip in each hand, and then I'm going to have you tell me which one you like the best.
Give it to me. I can taste it already.
Okay, so now we have a chip in each hand, and we're going to see how salt affects the flavor of them. Okay, so let's try it, and we'll eat them right in the microphone.
Not salty.
Okay, well, this one is non-salty.
The salt, the non-salty one is really nasty.
Yeah.
It tastes like a regular potato, which I like potatoes.
Non-salty in the right hand.
No, yeah. Salty's the best. Salty's the best.
Salted, yeah.
Salted.
Salted.
Salted. Salted just kind of had more of a flavor, didn't it? Yeah. And salted kind of makes you want to eat more, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes people have to limit the salt they eat because of their health. But salt, to me, certainly makes a potato chip taste better. What do you guys think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So definitely. That's our experiment. Did you like that today?
Mm. Yeah.
That was
we
a good one.
We should do that more often.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, today we're going to learn more about salt. So where does salt come from, Catherine?
God created it.
Okay.
The oceans are seasoned with salt. There are rocks of salt.
Long ago, it was hard for people to get salt.
And salt was very valuable.
People even fought wars over salt. Long ago, people didn't have refrigerators, so they used salt to preserve their food.
They would salt their fish and meat so that it would not spoil. Salting the food would take the moisture out of it.
They could store their food for a long time if it had been salted. The main source of salt for the people in Bible times was the Dead Sea.
People would collect the salt that was mixed with the sand at the water's edge.
The more salt, the more flavor.
The more sand, the less flavor. And the sand was only good for walking on.
We can read about salt in the Bible.
In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, Jesus says,
"You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again?"
It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by man.
Jesus used common, everyday things to teach lessons about the kingdom of God. More valuable are you than the birds.
Do not worry. Do not fear. Do not worry. Our Lord, our God is near.
Consider the lilies and how they grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of them.
Do not worry. Do not fear. Do not worry. Our Lord, our God is near.
Who of you, by worrying, can add an hour to your life? Since you can do this very little thing, before you worry, think twice.
Do not worry. Do not fear. Do not worry. Our Lord, our God is near. Do not.
As I was preparing for this lesson today, I came across an article written by H.R. Mallet about the Matthew 5 verses we just read. Julia and Morgan, will you read them again for us?
Sure. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again?
It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by man.
Here's what he wrote. It's easy to look like a Christian. We may go to church every Sunday. We may talk about our church and how much it means to us. We may do this and still only be sand. Salt, like Christianity, is no good unless it is used. Christianity, like salt, preserves what is good and prevents decay. Salt, when used, loses itself. In the same way, we must not hesitate to give ourselves to serve God. Let us be true followers of Him. Let us be truly the salt of the earth, he wrote. So what does it mean to be the salt of the earth? Morgan.
Prevent decay in this world.
Okay, so if you prevent decay in this world, what kind of things are decaying? Julia?
People's morality. Their sense of what's right and wrong.
So as a Christian, how can you be the salt in, with things going on like that, Catherine?
By telling other people about Jesus.
Okay, yeah.
By setting a good example.
Exactly, setting a good example. So we can prevent the decay, and how can we make things like salt, how can we make things taste good?
You could step in and help out.
There you
with
go.
The person.
And doing it because of who you are.
Yeah.
You are a Christian and you want to serve others, right?
Yeah.
And Catherine?
To bring food to a homeless person or a needy person?
Sure. Yeah. I think you got my idea now. Yeah. Morgan.
To picking up trash when you see on the ground, and like if you see somebody littering, like, hey, there's a trash can right over there. Go throw
okay.
it away.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Do you do it so people can see how great you are?
No.
So everyone can see it?
No.
Yeah? You know, this reminds me of some verses that Jesus taught about giving to the needy, as we talked about, and doing things without people knowing. Because salt is hard to see sometimes, isn't it? Even when you mix it with water, can you see it at all?
No.
No? Let's read what Jesus said about this.
So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by men.
I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full.
When you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret.
Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we want to be salt for you. To help flavor the world with the goodness of your Son, Jesus. The world needs disciples that will work for you, disciples that will share God's love and grace and make the world a better place. Teach us, help us, show us how, Father. We want to be the salt of the earth. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you'd like more information about our ministry, here's how to contact us.
You could call us at 1-800-527-5522.
Or email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Write to us at P.O. Box 168 Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
We have lots of music.
And a new songbook of our songs.
And our program CDs that will teach God's truth and entertain kids the Karen and Kids way.
Check us out.
And remember, take some time this week to think about salt.
Even if you can't see it.
You can sure tell that it's working.
Think about how you can be salt.
How you can make this world a better place by serving Jesus.
Be the salt of the earth. See you next time.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.